It's the trend. It's Neil Atkinson with Josh Williams to work through, well, a couple of games and then the context that they exist in. Josh, I want to start. We'll start all the way back with the derby, but we'll start with the two results together, really. I feel as though because of what happens on Saturday, 3 points is just about acceptable for Liverpool across the two games that Arsenal are held by Everton. I think obviously massively does Liverpool a favour. Ultimately, there'll be understandable frustration with the nature of the first half against Fulham in particular.
Yeah, it's been a bit of a weird period. I think a lot of people obviously losing their heads with it. I wonder what you think on the narrative that we look shattered. Are you having that one?
Not entirely, no.
No, neither am I.
I thought we finished strong against Everton, and I thought that we were. I was a bit like, they look better here.
Well, we finished strong against Fulham as well.
Yeah, and I actually think the second half, in the start of the second half, they come out like rabid dogs. And it doesn't quite break for them. The one which Jota nearly scores from is an unbelievable bit of counter-pressing. Both Konate comes a long way to win the ball, and then Liverpool counter-press the situation really, really well, which you can only do if you've got, you know, physical appetite for it. I also think a couple of the players who I thought looked really knackered, like I think Gravenberg plays well in both games, second halves, especially Everton and Fulham. I think he, in the end, gets a bit undermined in the Fulham game by the move. So I don't think we do look shattered. I think we look a little short of ideas, which I want to come on to. I don't think we're attacking well. I don't think the shape of the attack's been good for a period of time. And that could be a lack of sharpness. It could also just be a little bit of opposition's working you out. It could just be a little bit of loss of form. Do you think we look knackered?
Well, I think the tiredness thing, I've always felt it's the kind of thing that comes into it when you're playing poorly first. And then on the back of that, the suggestions of fatigue come in.
Yeah.
And people start saying, we look knackered. We're not winning enough duels. Since I last seen you, mate, the amount of message I've had about duels, winning your duels, buying loads of players who win duels and all that. It's like an ongoing thing because in one or two games, we've been, quote, bullied. You know, Newcastle at Wembley, for example, and things like that. People don't like to see that.
I thought Newcastle at Wembley, they looked tired.
Yeah, I agree. I agree in that game. But beyond that,
They looked knackered in extra time against PSG. And I always thought that was the case for Jurgen's teams. Not that it happened that often, but I always thought Jurgen's teams looked shit in extra time.